invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. I see a water bottle there. I wonder what that...
It's a prop.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. You know, if you're worshiping with us online, you can't see that people are still standing and talking and smiling. No, it's a great thing. It's a cool thing. That's what church is supposed to be. So it's awesome that we get to come and be a body that worships together and loves being together. That's what church is all about. That's really exciting. Wow, a lot of kids. Let's have a seat. How y'all doing today? Silence. Excellent. So I have brought with me my water bottle. Y'all see this? It's a pretty big water bottle, right? Do you want to hold that for me? See how big it is? Yeah, right? So I brought this because it has been so hot this week. How's it felt when you play outside? Horrible. At least it has for me and my dog anyway, so I'm going to assume it's the same for you. And so I brought my water bottle because I take drinking water very, very, very seriously. I'm always carrying this gigantic green water bottle with me, and I probably drink like 5 or 6 of these a day, maybe more, sometimes less, but mostly more. I don't have a problem. It's fine. And as it's so hot, it's extra important that we drink lots of water when we're outside, when we're inside, when we're at church, when we're with our friends. Water is super important. And there's a story in the Bible where Jesus is thirsty as well in the book of John. And he goes to a well, which is like a place where you get water back in the olden days before you could just get it from your sink. And he's having a conversation with a woman about water. You got a squishy face. So cute. And so he's having this conversation about water. And he tells this woman that he can get for her living water. What is living water? Y'all cooling down over there? Nice little breeze. If I say living water, do you picture like a big water monster? Because I kind of picture a big water monster. No? Well, in the Bible, when you say living water, what people would have thought about would have been like a river or a stream. The water was living in the way that it always moves, right? And so that's kind of what she's imagining. But Jesus is talking about... Okay, I'm going to come sit next to you real quick. Because that's so cute and also very distracting. So I'm just going to be right here. All right. Cool. So Jesus is talking about living water. Mm-hmm. Okay. As what... As water that helps us to live, right? Think about the way that Jesus lives inside each and every one of us. And the way that just like that living water would have moved, Jesus' love moves between each of us, and the Holy Spirit moves between us when we do whatever that is. So, Jesus tells this woman that he can get for her living water, water that she will drink and never, ever, ever, ever be thirsty again. And that's talking about the love that God has for us. It's like this kind of water that once we drink it, we never, ever, ever need to find love like that again. We always have it with us. Love that moves between us and through us from person to person and our families with our friends. And that's so, so cool. So why don't we go ahead and pray and thank God for this living water that helps us to never be thirsty? Because we all know what it's like to be thirsty, and it's very uncomfortable. So why don't we put our hands together? And we'll say, Dear God, we love you. Thank you for the gift of church, for your life, and for the living water that you offer us so that we may be full of your love and never thirsty again. Amen. All right, y'all ready to go to children's church? Yeah, let's go.